الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أشد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة المصورون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. إن ده حديث مبارك من بخاري شريف. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم says the worst punishment that will be meted out to people on the day of Qiyamah will be those people who make pictures, musawwirun, who take photos, that is, of animate objects. In one other hadith it comes that three people will get the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah. One will be a person who killed a Nabi. We can well imagine what a serious crime that is. That a Nabi has come just as a pure rahmat, and he has only come for the goodness of people, and he expects nothing and wants nothing from people, no benefit whatsoever, and he has come only to for the welfare and the goodness of a person in this world also, in the akhirah. Or who a Nabi kills. A Nabi is sarapa rahmat, embodiment of mercy. He won't just kill anyone. Somebody who was really so evil, that person a Nabi will kill. So a person who kills a Nabi is so serious. A person who a Nabi kills is that person that is also so serious. In that same category are the musawwirun, those who take pictures also and who make pictures. And the third are those leaders who must guide the people, who lead them towards wrong. And quite a few places in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has explained the discussion which will be an azab in itself on the day of Qiyamah in Jahannam, where the followers will blame their leaders. You people misled us. And they will tell them, we didn't force you. We didn't make you do the wrong. You did the wrong. So that will be the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah. It is narrated in a hadith sharif, which Maulana Ibrahim Deola Sahib, Damat Barakatum, usually quotes, that a neck will come out from Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. And all those who made pictures, they will be taken and they will be thrown from there into the fire of Jahannam. And those people who take pictures, it will be said to them that you copied the creation of Allah to create something. Now put life into it. And when they can't put life into it, which of course they can't put life, then there will be worse punishment will follow on that. So this is a terrible sin. And it is for those people who regard photography as halal and jayz, and for those who regard it as haram. But today with the cell phone, so easy to take a photo, to make a video, and across the board, almost everyone gets involved in it. Just you see a cat sleeping nicely, it just comes in your heart, let me take a picture. What terrible punishment for that on the day of Qiyamah. You see your little child sleeping, you like how the child is sleeping, you take a picture of anyone or anything. And the worst punishment is for all this year. Qurbani time, we are making Qurbani a great ibadat, a sacrifice, but we are videoing the whole thing. We are taking photos. All this is totally haram and we are destroying ourselves. We will look down and we will make big comments and feel very happy that those people are attacked who regard photography as permissible. But we ourselves are also guilty and we are also taking photos and the harm of it is terrible. Photography, it started according to historical records in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when they were very, very pious people, extremely pious. Shaitan, who is very shrewd, and he knows all his tactics, how to mislead people. He came to the people and asked them, how was so and so? Very, very pious, mustajabu da'awat, and his ibadat, and everything so great. And then how will you remember him? Then they said, we talk about them, etc. Further, he got them that how to remember them, make photos or pictures of them. An artist with the hand to draw the pictures. And they should make the pictures. And then further afterwards, he got them to make the physical forms and idols appear, what you call it, statue of them. And then further afterwards, and those people still knew that we only like revere and respect and honor these people. And we use them as a means to get to Allah, which was also haram. And then afterwards he got them fully into idol worship. And they started worshipping all those people. And all these idols, which even the Arabs used to worship, they were the forms of pious people. When I went to Indonesia, one good thing, they would always invite that you must make 2 rakats of namaz in their house, which is a good thing. A sunnah also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should also do it. But the place they show you or everywhere was what photos of the mashayikh hanging just on top where you are making namaz. Everywhere that was the case. So this leads to that. To have photos which are haram, all naked women, totally haram. More haram is to have the pictures of pious people. That is a guna of your nafsan, which is totally haram. But this guna leads you to idol worship. And you start worshipping of Khomeini. How many people got his photo? The Shias, etc. And they keep it and they respect it and honor it. How many people who we call the Bidatis, the Barelwis, they got the photos of the Mashayikh. And they will have it, like for example, on the cupboard door or somewhere in the house. They won't leave the house in the morning till they don't pay the respects to it. And all this leads to finally total idol worship. So in Islam, after Hijrat, the prohibition of photography came and it was made totally haram. And it all this photography. Now, when in our times, all this time, in the almost 14 centuries of Islam, photography across the board, all the whole Ummah, Arab world, Ajam world, everywhere, they regarded it as totally haram. In round about 100 years ago, in about the 1930s, was the first time that Azhar, which is notorious for its very, very funny, very Hong Kong fatwas they give, ajeeb fatwas they give. They were the first ones to give the fatwa that photography is permissible. But it was vehemently opposed by the ulama of Egypt also, by the Arab world, Saudi ulama, all vehemently opposed it. And a little bit later, Azhar, one time Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali visited Egypt and visited Azhar. And the discussion of photography came. So they told that what is haram? Musawwirun are those who, with their hands, they draw the pictures. That is what is haram. And what you say, what is made with a camera, a machine, a camera, that is not haram. So Hazrat asked why? He said, because there your hand is used. Yeah, your hand is not used. So Hazrat asked, don't you have to click a button or something? Don't you have to use your hand? They had absolutely no answer for that. So it's totally haram, even if you use the camera. And it's made then, in the old days, then you have to give it to the chemist and you have to have it developed and all that. That is also totally haram. In about the 1950s, Chota Mota of Amzinto, Qari Ismail, Sufi Ismail, Damat Barakatum's father, he was an artist also by birth, by nature. And he built this Darul Uloom, also so great work, all mostly with artistic work, beautiful. And many people still have got all his artistic work, and not of any animate object. He went for Hajj. And then in the Haram of Makkah, also he was drawing the Haram. Not any human beings or anything. He was a very pious person. He knew that is totally haram. Just the buildings and that of the Haram. They arrested him. And his hands were going to be cut. And his muallim, in those days, every day the muallim, he intervened and somehow they did not cut his hand. But the reason why, that he has got the means to draw, not that he's drawing a human, he's got the means to draw the picture of a human being. Just because of that possibility, they were going to cut his hand. At the same time, there was another Haji also from KZN, Natal of those days, who bought a gramophone. And the gramophone, those old gramophones with those black records, etc. And he had Qiraat and that, and for that reason, he was also a pious person. But because it was the means of music, he was also caught, arrested, and convicted also. And the punishment that was given to him, that he had to carry that gramophone on his head and walk in all the gullies of Mecca as humiliation and disgrace, that he has got the means that can the thing can play music. In about the 60s, they brought TV into Saudi. The Saudi ulama fastened themselves to the electric poles. And they said, we won't loosen ourselves until this is not taken away. Now America, who was behind all this, realized the public is not ready still. They took it back, worked on the minds of the people. And they brought it back in the 70s when one alim of Medina Sharif saw a dream that Jews have entered every home of the Muslims. Now, he couldn't understand the dream, but after Maghrib, as he was going home from the Haram Sharif, and he saw the TVs in all the shops, he understood his dream. That through the TV, they have entered now into the homes. There are those people who are so particular. One good friend of ours, Alim, Allah grant him Jannah, he has passed away. He did not even keep a landline. There were no cell phones in those days. No, all this, the smartphone, cell phone. But even a landline he did not keep in the house. He says, by keeping a phone in the house, you are giving access to anyone to come into your house at any time. Because anyone can phone at any time and speak to your wife, etc. And we know now the harm of this, yeah, it's gone beyond everything. Good homes have been broken up. Solid people with strong deeni consciousness. Just that coming in. So this is what it results in. This with regard to the picture which is made. One is an artist who draws the picture of somebody. Like all the previous people, they drew their pictures and that. And one is a camera. And now is the smartphone that you use. Of all of them, the reason why illat, which is mentioned in the hadith, that you are copying the creation of Allah Ta'ala. That's why it is haram. That is exclusive for Allah, the creative quality. And you are copying and making, having that creative quality. So that there is mostly, is fully, it is accomplished with the camera, with the cell phone. Because an artist, he doesn't capture that person exactly as he is. With the camera also, it was not that much. But with the cell phone now, almost exactly what is that person. So in year, badarja atom, or completely, they are copying that or the creation of Allah. So this, where some people say, because it's digital, so it is permissible. But really, because it is digital, it is more haram than even the artist who uses his hand to draw the picture. Because in this, the complete picture, the replica, is more copied in here than what an artist does with his hand and how he draws the photo of a person, etc. And the other thing is, that what is made haram al-musawwirun, those people who draw pictures. The picture is haram, not the method how the picture is made. The picture, the photo is haram, not how the photo is produced and how the photo is made. Like for example, swine is haram, pig. And now some people say because it's haram because it's a very dirty animal. And by the way, we should be very careful. When pig and swine has become so common today and camouflaged with E numbers, what and what things haven't got pig and swine ingredients, etc. of it. And the pig is most favorite and delicious food is the stool of man. So it's nourished with the stool, with the excreta of man, human beings. And that it loves the most. So its whole composition, its meat is made of the excreta of man. So when you eat or use this pig in any way, you are using your excreta. And that is the worst, the most dirtiest thing. So anyway, the pig, now people say they are no more, they are kept in very clean pig style. They are very, very clean. So because of that, it's not haram. The pig is haram, whether it's clean or whether it's dirty. Whether it is slaughtered, it is not slaughtered. You take Allah's name 1,000 times and slaughter it. But the pig is haram. So the method of making wine, how it was made, also in a very dirty process. But now all the wineries where they produce wine are very, very clean. There are great health regulations also. So they are very clean. But that does not make wine halal. It is still haram. Photo, no matter how you make it. And now with the camera, it is more better captured than what it is with the artist with his hand. And now the digital, it captures it even more better and more complete. So that makes it more haram, not halal. And with this question was put to the people of the phones, etc., about the photo, that the digital photo, is that now what dots it's made, or is it a picture? Their report came that it is a photo. So in other words, what it is, the criminal in the box is saying, I'm guilty. And the public prosecutor is supposed to use all the evidence to prove him guilty, he's proving him not guilty. So the ulama who say it's digital, and that because of this, it's not haram. But the people making the photo, they saying it's a photo. And so they are admitting the guilt. They are saying it's a photo. And we want to prove it's not a photo. And we show our great talent and knowledge to prove that it's not a photo. The criminal is saying, I'm guilty. And we showing our great capability to prove that it's not a photo. So it is a photo and it is totally haram. And those people who regard it as halal, it's a very, very disease which Maulana Ibrahim Deula Sahib, Damat Barakatum, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, it's qat'i. There is no ikhtilaf, two views. And then the same, Azhar issued their fatwa, then in about the 1930s, round about there, or the 40s in India, Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, Allama, a great, great alim. He also produced articles to say that photography is halal and it is jayz. Then Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who had just graduated, he was a young alim of about 1820s. And Maulana Habibur Rahman, who was the principal of the madrasa, and Maulana Azaz Ali, his ustad, told him to write refutations of Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi. And he wrote, and he proved it very clearly, that from hadith mutawatira, that complete, continuous hadith, which have got the power of total prohibition, that photography is totally prohibited. It's not permitted at all. Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, later then, Allah gave him tawfiq, and he went for his islah to Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, and he changed his whole life. He wrote to Mufti Shafi Sahib, and he asked for a copy of this kitab. And he withdrew his fatwa, that it is permissible. And he also accepted fully that it is totally haram. In the same way, Maulana Abul Kalam Azad was a political person. He also had the view that photography was haram, was jayz in those days. Then he was a political prisoner, he was in jail. And the people who wanted to write his biography, etc., they wrote to him and they wanted to put his picture. So he says, I have made tawbah of this. I have realized it's haram. Please don't let me go to my qabr with this guna. I have made tawbah of this. So these great, great people have made complete tawbah. When on one occasion in Islamabad, there were some meetings with the government, and Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahmatullah Ali was also present. The people there, though it was not on the agenda, But they requested Maulana to give a talk and to give it on TV. So then that discussion came, which was not on the agenda, whether to bayan on TV to promote deen, if it's permissible. Maulana categorically stated that it is not permissible to propagate deen or to teach deen what impermissible means, when we are not responsible for that. On that, Mufti Taqi Saab Usmani himself writes that these are things that it is worth writing with gold on your heart, that it is not permissible to use impermissible means to propagate and to promote deen. So this is totally haram in every way whatsoever. And then there is another aspect also, besides the photography aspect of it. Those people who come on YouTube and the photos are presented there. Those who come on TV, etc. In fact, before YouTube and all this phone and all this media, the social media and all that, when it was still the time of the TV, there was one lady of our country, a very pious lady also, and very much involved in the work of Tabligh also. But just by watching TV and seeing Sheikh Shurain, the Imam of the Haram, he must be still living, I don't know, but he was the Imam of the Haram, she had fallen in love with him. And it was mind-boggling what she was fantasizing about him. And like that, the whole Haram full of women. And they all looking there, and many others also, personal, which they contacted us, and they have this problem when they see this photos of these people, and then they fall in love with them. And then the haram they get involved in. So it comes in the hadith, لَعْنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ وَالْمَنْزُورُ إِلَيْهِ. The one who looks also, Allah curses upon that person. And the one who is looked at, who presents himself to be looked at, Allah curses on that person also. So when a person comes on YouTube, he is presenting himself to be looked at by everyone. We come on TV to present a dini program. A news reader, male or female, whether it's a male and females are looking, whether it's a female and males are looking, all that you are presenting yourself. And there are a lot of other harms also, which have been clearly mentioned in the hadith, that making up in oneself, like making yourself smart, etc. And to come on TV, you have to go through a process? Where they, all cosmetics types of they put because of the glare of the camera, etc. And of course, when you are going to come on TV, your topi is not crooked, and your specs are not crooked and all that. You are putting yourself, preparing yourself in such a way. You got an amama also on, but that amama is also fastened in style. Everything, so you are presenting. So just by presenting yourself to be looked at, and those who are looking, at the hadith says, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرُ. Allah's la'anat is on those people. The curses of Allah, the flames of the fire of Jahannam are on them. And you yourself are happy, I'm doing great work of deen. And I'm promoting deen. Whereas the curses of Allah upon that person. And photography which is haram, that's again another separate guna again. But just presenting yourself to be looked at. So these are all great, great harams which are involved in this. For us it is that we also, it's so easy, anything that just catches your eye, we want to video it today. We want to take a photo of it. How many of us, we got that, what that on your computer front page? You have a picture on the screensaver or whatever. We got a picture of our little baby, of my wife, of anyone, my sheikh, my buzur. All this is totally haram, completely haram. But we are so much involved in it. So we must be very careful of this photo taking wherever, as far as passports are concerned, ID documents are concerned, where we are forced to. It's not a necessity. There were those buzurgs who did not make hajj their whole life because they didn't want to take photo. They had that level of taqwa. But where we are forced to take this photo, there the guidelines are, first, don't be smiling and happy. Take your photo, but that frown must be on your face. And nobody wants to take a picture with a frown. All want to have a smile. And where those countries before, colored photos were not permitted. But mostly now, colored photos are also permitted. Don't take a color photo. Just take a plain photo and then make Toba in Istighfar. That I had to take this. Yeah, I was forced to take it. But make Toba in Istighfar. Just like if we have to eat haram food because there is fear we lose our life. There is no halal available at all. Then the two conditions are, don't eat with relief and enjoyment. And don't eat more than what is necessary. Only so much that will keep you alive. And don't eat with any enjoyment and pleasure. So when you have to take a photo, don't enjoy having to take a photo. And also, just how much is necessary. If we, for example, this also, Allah forgive us all. We have to take photos, we know we have to get visas, we need photos, yeah. So we take 20 photos at a time. For the future. No, only take for what you need now. Only how much is necessary. Don't take extra. Don't keep extra photos also. Just what is necessary. So this is a very important thing. This is also very similar. The principle is the same. That if you are forced to say words of kufr, then you are permitted to say, to save your life. Islam has permitted that. But that also is only how much is necessary. Don't now go and become like a champion for the kuffar. And now you are saying everything what they are saying. No, only how much is necessary. And there also, the better is you give your life, but you don't say the words of kuffar. Because in Punjab, till today, there are so many Muslim women that were caught by the Sikhs and they were forced to become Sikhs. And inside they had Iman. But the children don't know the Iman is hidden. The father is around, the mother-in-law is around, they're living in the house, they can't show the Islam. They have to act like the Sikhs and the Punjabi Sikhs they have to act like. And then those children think that is the... So you are giving birth to kuffar and your children are becoming all kuffar. Rather you give your life and attain the highest stages of Jannah, become a shaheed, but don't say the words. But it is permissible. That you can say the words of kufr, but in your heart is your Islam. So all these haram things, and with regard to photos also, if we have to take, then take it not happily and not over the limit. Just how much is necessary, only so much. And let us realize that or any way that you make the photo is haram. And the more it is a representation of the original, the more haram it will be. It won't be that it's all this dot, and so therefore it is permissible. Now that makes it even more haram. So these are, and especially for those people who are deeni conscious, who know that photos are haram, but just because of, that desire comes to capture this picture of my mother, of my baby, of my sister, my wife, or such a such thing, comes into us. Very, very fortunate are those people, and many there are, who had photo albums in the old days. They collected, but they destroyed it completely, burnt it completely. Those who will delete all the photos on their phones, and make sincere tawbah, and never ever again take any photo, their position will be very high by Allah Ta'ala. So this is a way which eventually leads to idol worship. We might not really accept it, but we all know the Salafis in Saudi especially, they are what level of Tawheed they boast about. And they claim what level of Tawheed, that they regard us Deobandis as also Quburis. Qabar pujaris, that we worship the qabars wrongly. The greatest upholders of Tawheed are the ulama of Dioban. And in the correct sense, where everything is kept, the perfect path of Tawheed is kept up by the ulama of Dioban. But anyway, they are, and how strong they are. Anything that has got a little bit of inclination towards shirk, they are totally against it. Totally against it. So much so that where on the qabr, the names of the people, they demolished all in Baqi. Even the kings in Riyadh, where all the leaders are buried, heroes Aika. But not one name of any of the king is also written there. So much they were particular. But those very people today in Saudi, in their schools, they are teaching Hinduism, which is they are teaching idol worship. It could never be conceived that a Salafi can be teaching idol worship. Impossible. It's out of the patitia in front of our eyes. So we must be very careful with all these haram things, where and where it leads us to. And we don't know how we lose our iman also in the process. Our amal are also destroyed, and the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah. Allah guide us all to righteousness, and let us understand that we are short while in this world. Let us be worried of my life in the qabr, worried of my life on the day of Qiyamah, and when the decision of Jannat and Jahannam will be made for me, my children, everyone. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Let us be concerned that which direction, where will we be on that day. May Allah guide us to righteousness and accept from us.